If people are dieting now more than ever before, then why are nearly 1 in 3 American adults overweight? Dr. Gundry, who's helped thousands lose weight and feel younger and healthier than ever, says most people are not getting enough fat-burning MCTs from their food. MCTs are a special kind of compound that, instead of turning into fat when you consume it, turns into ketones, which is a chemical that breaks down the excess fat in your body. So, by getting more MCTs in your diet, you essentially flip a switch that puts your body in caloric bypass mode, which can flush out excess fat and calories. And he's created an easy way for you to activate caloric bypass right at home. It's called MCT Wellness. This powerful blend of fat-flushing MCT powders and antioxidant-rich polyphenols is designed to help you unlock your body's fat-burning, energy-producing potential. What's even better is that it's a delicious drink. I love how incredible it tastes. All you do is add a scoop to water, enjoy, and watch as you start feeling slimmer and more energized. So, if you want to experience a quick, easy, and effective way to melt pounds fast, go to GundryMD.com/energy and order right now to get up to 53% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's GundryMD.com/energy.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
All right, hey, this is Act 2 of the podcast. We're getting right back into it. If you missed Act 1, go back and listen to that thing. Otherwise, this isn't going to make any sense. Okay, see ya. Thank you to the folks watching on Facebook and YouTube. You're always fantastic. Thank you for being here. I'm going to kick you out, though. Make sure that if you want the rest of the show in its entirety, you head over to Twitch, twitch.tv/Eric Zane Live, and watch it over there. Or download the Twitch app. Watch it on your mobile device. Download the Twitch app and search Eric Zane Live. I have a Patreon where every week we do a fresh episode of Who Are These Free Beers? Ben Glaze and myself review current episodes of the Free Beer and Hot Wings show. And we're gearing up for a Big Fraud Thursday this week where we will wind it up again and do it. Looking forward to that. Followed by the Ben and Eric Patreon podcast. Patreon.com/Eric Zane. You can try it out free for 7 days. If you ever want to say hello, you can reach me on the Shoreliner Striping inbox, eric@ericzaneshow.com. And off you go. Thank you to everybody who's watching the show on Facebook and YouTube. Facebook and Twitch. Brought to you by Irvine's Auto Repair, Grand Rapids Hybrid and EV. Blue Frost IT, your local source for any type of IT support. You can reach them 616-200-8550. Okay, it is never too early to start thinking about estate planning. Planning your estate. It involves preparing for the future and ensuring that everything that is yours is distributed according to your wishes. It's a myth to think, well, it just all goes to my wife, and you just say it. You can't. I mean, that's not going to work. Okay, everything's going to wind up in probate, and that's going to be a real burden on your family. You don't want that. If you've taken the step to plan your estate appropriately, you don't have to worry about that. Whether you're young, have children, or just starting to build your life, planning for the future is crucial. It's about more than just dividing up what is yours. It's about securing your family's future, avoiding costly probate, and having control over your legacy. So with this all in place, the idea of your family having to go to probate and spend a lot of time and money on getting what isn't they're entitled to into their possession is gone. You don't want to deal with that. This is what I'd like you to do. Reach out to the attorney of record. That would be Zach over at EstateWise. Reach out to Zach Marco. You can call or text 616-540-7544. Or you can email zach.estatewise@gmail.com. Their website is estate, E-S-T-A-T-E dash wise, W-I-S-E.com. Thank you so much to Zach over at EstateWise. All right. Where are we going now? Diddy has been arrested. I think he's just been waiting for this to happen. The feds have been taking their time making sure that they have a rock solid case. They went the route in New York State of a grand jury. So you get a bunch of like-minded people together, random people, and seat them and present the evidence. And after that is discussed and mulled over, the prosecutor then decides if charges should be filed. They were. And this has been a foregone conclusion. Diddy kind of knew it was coming, and he basically set up shop in New York City so that the feds could come get him. That's what his lawyer said to this. Said he's being totally transparent. He knew this was coming. If you recall, there was a moment where they raided all of his residences in different parts of the country, and they stopped his gigantic jumbo jet on the tarmac and said, "All right, everybody out." And then search the fucking thing. This is all I know. He's been accused of terrible things for a long time. One person in particular is the woman that he beat the shit out of in that hotel video, which I'm not showing that, but it was gruesome. And that's an old video. And that's one of those things where it happened and then it never like really saw the light of day. And this woman who had been accusing him of terrible things for a long time, it wasn't until that happened that the rubber really met the road that this guy is a fucking animal. All right. And that's unfortunate. You know, occasionally that happens where somebody will call out for help and say, "I was attacked," or "I've been abused," or "I've been beaten." Everybody goes, "Yeah, whatever. Pictures or it didn't happen, or video or it didn't happen." That seemed to be the case with Diddy, because he whipped her ass in the hallway. Video finally comes out after years. And then he then goes on an apology tour, which it's like, come on, man. Give me a fucking break. An apology. Who are you apologizing to? Your fans? That ship has sailed. If you're a guy who beats a woman badly and then you get caught because the video comes out and then you apologize, to me, that is worse. All right. To me, you're better off saying, "Yeah, she deserved it." You have no chance. You're done. Now, I know there's two sides to the story, but I don't give a fuck. I'm not interested in hearing that other side. I've seen and heard all I need to know. So he's in trouble. They say he's a human trafficker. I'm really anxious to find out the details. Let's start with the first scene. We go back to last night at 7:13. Law enforcement has said Diddy's arrest was scheduled for Tuesday, but something happened that caused the feds to move in a day earlier. U.S. Attorney Damian Williams says federal agents took him in based on a sealed indictment filed by the Southern District of New York. He was just arrested, taken into federal custody Monday night. Homeland Security swooped in to a Midtown hotel late Monday where Diddy was staying, and they arrested him. We have unconfirmed reports that the feds are searching his hotel room. We're told Diddy was taken to the federal building in Lower Manhattan. It was taken, the action was taken in connection with the ongoing criminal investigation into sex trafficking and other offenses that led to search warrants being issued and executed, which we talked about, Beverly Hills and Miami. So when they say sex trafficking, that's kind of a broad term. You know, that could be on the level of like an Epstein or in some cases, a girlfriend who, for lack of a better term, who gets passed around. There's a, I think the term is running a train, which just sounds horrible. That's sex trafficking. A grand jury has been hearing testimony from various accusers over the last few months. Diddy's attorney, Mark Agnifilio, said, "We are disappointed with the decision to pursue what we believe is an unjust prosecution of Diddy by the U.S. Attorney's Office. Sean is a music icon. He's a self-made entrepreneur. He's a loving family man and a proven philanthropist who has spent the last 30 years building an empire, adoring his children, and working to uplift the black community." All right, I don't doubt that. I don't doubt any of that. But I also believe that there should be another sentence there that says he also is a sex trafficker, allegedly. And he also abuses women, according to the video we saw at the hotel room. So he might, like, on part of the day, uplift the black community and then beat that chick's ass in the hotel room. Or he might adore on his children and then traffic some chick. Agnifilio adds, "Sean is an imperfect person, but is not a criminal. And to his credit, Mr. Combs has been nothing but cooperative with this investigation, and he voluntarily relocated to New York last week in anticipation of these charges. Please reserve your judgment until you have all the facts." Well, hold on a second, Agnifilio. We do have facts. We've got facts that Sean whipped her ass in the hotel room and then apologized for it. That's a fact. You're going to have a hard time getting anybody to want to believe you or him if there's video of him kicking the shit out of her in the hotel. Agnifilio then adds, "These are the acts of an innocent man with nothing to hide, and he looks forward to clearing his name in court." That never works out. Showbro Michael 91 says, "Nothing will happen to Sean Combs. It is so sad." Why do you say that? Just because he's got money? I mean, people with money get convicted all the time these days. Maureen indicates that he settled with that woman that he beat the day after she filed suit against him. Jeremy says, "I disagree, Showbro Michael. I think he gets Epstein'd. I do too. I think he's screwed." Kenny writes, "Hey, mate, if you've ever beat a woman or sex trafficked women, not only are you a criminal, but you're a POS human." Well, that's obvious. That's not really a hard stance to make. That's not really putting yourself out there. Everybody agrees with that. If you're going to be Kenny the Punisher, you got to say things that are a little bit more the unhammered nail. I mean, everybody in the chat thinks what you just said. Jeremy writes, quote, from lawyer, allegedly. Sean is a family and has done some good things musically, so there's no way he can also be a piece of shit abuser and rapist. All right. There are multiple women accusing him of sexual assault. There's a video of Diddy being a total creep to Bieber when he was a kid. Rebecca says nothing excuses a man putting hands on a woman to hurt her. Yeah, that is a horrible thing. And if you are an audience member, who you've had to deal with that, my thoughts are with you. That's a traumatic thing to have to deal with, I should say. In fact, if you're an audience member who has ever put your hands on a woman, I just want you to know that I hate you. I just don't know which one of you did it. It may or may not be true of any one of you. But if it is, and you deep down are hearing this, just know that I hate you. Okay? You're not allowed to listen anymore. Jeremy says, early asshole of the day nominee is Diddy. Speaking of creepy, is she Brazilian? Shakira? No, Colombian. Shakira. I didn't know Shakira played bass. Here she is playing bass. Now, she might just be holding it, but I think actually she is pretty proficient musically. She's not just goes on stage and dances. Because, you know, her big thing has been hips don't lie. And so she gets on stage and she'll do the whole hips don't lie thing and everybody loses their mind. Well, she was at that nightclub Live this last Sunday. And she has a new single coming out. And she was up there promoting it and doing hips don't lie dance. And then some guy with who had a t-shirt on that said Boomer Bunker was shooting a video up her skirt. And she noticed it. So she kind of like, hey, I saw you. I saw you doing that. And she kind of flattened her dress out as she was doing hips don't lie dance. I'm making the part up about Boomer Bunker because I just don't like him. But anyway, he would. He probably would. Allegedly do that. She's on stage and somebody starts doing an upskirt because she's got like a tiny dress on. Oh boy. Well, that kind of fucked her up. And then she was supposed to stay on stage, but she couldn't do it because some sick fuck was doing that, shooting video under her dress whilst she was dancing to her new single. The way she does that hip movement, it looks like she looks like a robot. She can really fling her ass the way she that. That's a real ass fling there. I think you have to have some serious control in your musculature on your glutes in order to do that. So everybody's having a good time. Some guy's shooting crotch shots. She notices. She goes, she waves her fingers like, don't do that. She's like, don't. And then she points to her eyes. I'm seeing you. And then she does that where she touches like the front and the back of her body on her waist. Like, hey, what the fuck, you know? Feels an awkward dancing. More of this dancing. Hips don't lie. They're still shooting video. And she goes, enough. Cut. And she leaves. She was supposed to stay there much longer. Look at this scene, though. I mean, these chicks are in bikini tops. If I walk into a place like that, I walk in, and then I'm like that baby meme that just turns around. I just walk back out. All right? I walk in. I walk back out. I can't be there. I'm not comfortable in that setting. I'm not doing it. Ryan writes, holy butt cheek control. And that's a movement, by the way. That's someone south of the U.S.-Mexico border. Only those people can do that maneuver. So if you're a citizen of Mexico, Guatemala, Belize, Honduras, Colombia, Ecuador, Puerto Rico, Haiti. Now, Haiti's not involved because they're an island. Maybe Panama. All those nations, all the way down to the bottom of South America where it's like freezing. All of those people have the ability to do hips don't lie. North of that, you can't do it. You know? But that's just gross. Shooting up skirts on Shakira. During the talks about the specifics of the clip. By the way, she's 47 years old. Oh, my God. I didn't realize she was that old. Reps for Shakira declined to comment. She was as yet to address the incident on social media. How come everybody doesn't talk shit about Shakira? You know? Is she not popular enough? All right. Let's see. Email from Nathan about weight loss. And this is not the first time we've had weight loss discussions on this show. You know, recently we've been talking about it. We used to do the fraudulent fat fugs, which just fell off by the wayside because everybody just kind of stopped doing it, me included. I think when you get too involved in it, I think it becomes like homework. I think it needs to be more of a personal thing. But this is what Nathan did to be less disgusting. And I think it's working out great. Hello, sir. I have found a diet plan that seems to be working really well for me. I've always struggled with my weight, but when I hit 40, everything got hard. I'm 5'11". My doctor says I should weigh 185. So I was sitting there at about 225, 230. I really didn't think that 185 was possible. I said, you're crazy. When I was in high school, I wrestled at 185. I listened to books on tape and podcasts, and I heard something about the body using the carbs in your bloodstream first. Then it can draw from fat stores once those are depleted. So I've been manipulating that. And in 3 months' time, I'm down to 190 pounds. What? So here is my day. 6 a.m. No coffee because my daughter says my teeth are yellow. Well, you can get those whitened. Caffeine pills from Walmart and hot water. That's what I have when I wake up. Ooh, a nice breakfast of caffeine pills and water. Yummy. At noon, granola bar, 130 calories. 3 p.m., YMCA. I hit the elliptical. I tore my ACL and had it repaired, but it hurt, so low impact cardio. Okay, so at this point, he's at 130 calories. Target rate, target heart rate for 1 hour, come home, 1 hour of weights, 4 days a week, or karate, 3 days. Eat as much as I can. Then he says, my stomach shrunk up. I can eat like 4 tortillas and I'm done. And then repeat. I feel like throughout the night and my day at work, I more than burn what food I ate, then burn about 1,200 on the elliptical. I might be addicted to caffeine pills, but I'm going to be skinny again. Yeah, let me tell you something. You're also going to die. This might be the most idiotic thing I've heard in my life. Let me get this straight. He has caffeine pills. I don't think there's any calories in those. He has a granola bar at 130 and 4 tortillas. My dog has a better palate than you. So that means you're getting about 530 calories a day. All right, idiot. There are children in the Serengeti Desert who eat dirt cookies 3 times a day that are looking at you saying, man, that guy's got it fucked up. This sounds like a horrible weight loss plan. Yes, you may have lost the weight, but this is an incredible strain on your body. You cannot be that low on the calories. I don't know how much reading you did about this. I think the only research you did was that your daughter said your teeth are yellow. I think you need to look into the effects of an ultra-low-calorie diet. There are people that go on hunger strike, Buddhist monks that eat more than you, Nathan. I don't know if that's going to work. Jeremy says, I was eating 1,200 calories and I felt like garbage. Ryan says, I hate to say it, but this is impossible. Next to impossible to maintain after you lose the weight. He's absolutely right. You are doing this all wrong. You may be losing the weight, but in 6 months, you're going to be fat as fuck. That's what's going to happen. Get your head out of your ass and read a book. This is a horrible weight loss plan. All you've done is starved yourself. This is extreme. Hey, Doc, what do you think about starvation? What are your thoughts on it? Do you think starvation is a healthy way to lose my beer belly? I'm a little bit plump. I was thinking about eating nothing. And doing exercise. God damn, dude. I would knock that shit off right now. Kenny says, well, this email wasn't received how this guy expected, I bet. Well, no, it's horrible. Nathan's like hoping I give him an attaboy. He's lost fucking that much weight in 3 months. Chris says he talks about limiting carbs, then eats nothing but carbs while starving. I imagine you've lost a lot of muscle mass. You need more protein in your system. You need more calories in your system. This might be the worst diet plan I've heard in my life. Okay? Nate is here. He says, no, no, this is exactly what I expected. What the fuck, man? Okay, now that the weight is down, I think you need to eat more. There's people, Survivor Fiji, the show Survivor Fiji, eating more daily than him. Ryan says, as a guy who has suffered from an eating disorder my entire life, this is a terrible way to get an eating disorder. Wow, I didn't know that about you. What a reveal. May I ask, what is the eating disorder? That's strange to me because I've seen you in the wild, Ryan, and never once have I detected you to be skinny, fat, anything. You just are Ryan. You just always seem to be right on to me. Piano Finger Banger says he's doing this all wrong. He's going to go find the bottom of a tub of Blue Bunny ice cream. Oh, God. Nate says, I have days where I go do stuff with my kids and I'll eat a burger. That's just my daily plan. Yeah, four tortillas and a granola bar aren't going to cut it. The fuck? Log into my chart and send that email to your doc. Stevie says all he eats is crap. Exactly, that's all he eats. I have been finding great success. My big problem is feeling like I'm full. If I feel like I'm full, I feel great. And for me, the best way to do that is the smoothie. Ice, creamy almond milk, has to be creamy, a little bit of berries, frozen berries, 3 tablespoons of strawberry yogurt, spinach, chia seeds, ground flax seed, collagen protein powder. Blend it up, and it's the most delicious thing that has ever delicioused. Probably about 400 calories for the whole blender. And I'm good for like 5 hours. Rebecca says you should get Greek yogurt. It is. It is Greek yogurt. No, I'm good. I'm really good. What I got to avoid is the leftover Chinese food like yesterday. Ryan writes bulimia. That's the one, if I'm not mistaken. Anorexia is when you just don't eat and you have a distorted view of your body. And I think that's what all eating disorders, you have a bad view of yourself. You don't see yourself as everybody else does. And then there's bulimia. Now, that's when I think where you binge and purge, binge and purge. You might eat a lot of food, but then you throw it up, which causes all sorts of acid issues. You're right, bulimia became a bad crutch in my college years. I was a real fatty at the end of high school, just north of 300. Dropped down to 160 during that era. Today, every meal is a struggle mentally to keep down. Oh, you poor thing. Imagine being an alcoholic, but instead of alcohol, it's food. Ugh, fucking mental shit. So every meal becomes a battle, even after all these years removed. Oh, my God. Yeah. I mean, that is no joke. No joke there. Tough, tough. I'm so sorry. Chris keeps trying to convince me to do the Grand Rapids half. I'll tell you this. No, I'm not. But I might have talked about this yesterday. I'm going to the doc for my checkup, and I'm saying, hey, I want to get a new knee. What do I have to do to get a new knee? Once I get a new knee, after I rehab, let's see how we do. I know a guy who's got 2 new knees, and he runs. His name is Don Kern. Now, he's not breaking any world records, I realize that. But I want to run again, goddammit. Showbro Michael says, my sister was bulimic. We would find bowls and bags of puke hidden in a room. That's a bad thing to find. Jeremy says, feeling full has always been my comfort feeling. That's why I'm trying to limit my portion sizes, shrink the stomach, feel full sooner or less food. All right. Thank you, Nathan, for sharing your nuttiness. Nathan also sent an image that I'm going to share with you. I don't know if I can watch this. It is a UFC fight between Irene Aldana against Norma Dumont on ESPN. ESPN. Now, I'm just warning you that if you are affected by gross shit, this is not for you. I'm about to click on a still picture of this woman's mangled face. Not sure what happened, but, well, she got her ass kicked. So I'm going to that right now. Irene Aldana suffered a bad cut. Oh. Now, that's not just blood trickling down. That's like the opening at the top of her head. Oh, shit. What the fuck did I just do? That is a gargantuan gash. It's like the size of a vagina, plus the one on the side of her head. Son of a bitch. For a second, I thought it was Sexy Voice Andrea's profile picture. Now, in the email, he wrote this, that if you cue in to the video of it, you can see her cut man, quote, pull it open. Yeah, I'm not going to do that. I don't have that video. You didn't send the link. It just says, fast forward to about 20 minutes. The cut guy pulls it open. Just saying those words is enough to make my hands tingle, goddammit. You asshole. Holy shit. Nick says, I think they call that a face pussy in hockey. Kenny adds, lady looks like she came straight out of a battle scene from the movie Braveheart. Wow. A face pussy. Okay. Before I get to what is probably, I'm not sure who the asshole of the day is going to be. It's either going to be Diddy or the person I'm going to tell you about next. But of course, several sponsors help make this show work. Frank Fuss wants to discuss Taylor Swift with me. I love you, but I can't think of anything that I would want to talk about less with anyone. It's okay for me to post on my page about it, but I am not interested in having that discussion with any human. Okay? And I especially don't want to discuss it when the person discussing it with me thinks that she's put in place and she's not even performing. It's all just a hoax. I'm not interested, but thank you. Anyway, despite that nonsense, Frank, can help you when he's not concentrating on dumb things like that, with getting a fantastic life insurance policy. Stick with your strengths, my friend. Go to buyinsurancehere.com. O'Neill is really, really talking up a storm over there. Hang on. I think you can hear that. quick story about O'Neill. After I get done with this commercial for Frank. Tofus refers to him as Weird Take Frank. Ryan says, haha, my dog just woke up from a cold sleep next to me wondering where the barking was coming from. Donut Dan, based on the picture that we just showed, says, when did they start allowing knives in UFC? All right, where was I? Go to buyinsurancehere.com. Frank can help you with everything you need when it comes to life insurance, Medicare, Social Security, getting insurance on the marketplace. Go to buyinsurancehere.com. Berlin Raceway has monster trucks this weekend. Go to berlinraceway.com and get your tickets. It's the last event of the year at Berlin, and it's going to be awesome. BerlinRaceway.com. Senor Martinez is, he, of course, with us every day. Having a ball, getting all worked up about his shitty football team. Despite all of that, you need to know that if you keep him focused on what he's good at, that is heating and cooling, he is the best. Okay? Now, when you hire him, I suggest wearing Michigan gear, talking about how much you love Michigan. That will ensure that everything is done perfectly. Because he won't, he'll just be, you know, he's got that fiery Latino temper. If you wear like a Buckeye shirt or a Michigan State shirt, he's not going to think clearly. And then you're all going to be dead from carbon monoxide poisoning. So be careful. Wear the Michigan gear when dumb shit comes over. 616-516-8579. Joe says, I'll be gone. You'll miss me. I think he's going off to Mexico, right? You're going to Mexico to see family? Oh, God. Those poor people. 616-516-8579. It's worth noting that you can call that number and schedule your free tune-up and diagnostic test from Joe. There he is right now. See his logo? 616-516-8579. He says, easy, I have two tickets for you to go experience the winning program. I am sorry, I'm going to be at a wedding this weekend. I appreciate the offer. He writes, unlike that little bitch school that plays high school teams, he wanted to write, but he's so enraged he can't, he's fat fingering it. All right, so reach out to this dipshit and get your free tune-up / diagnostic test. He says, I didn't say that what weekend. Oh, well, whatever. Sorry, Jesus. Can't call me a liar. I'm not lying about anything. What are you talking about? He keeps calling me a liar. I don't know what he means by that. I think he's calling me a liar because I have said many times that Prairie View A&M beat Arkansas State 42-0. And he's accusing me of spreading misinformation. I don't know if anybody really believed me. If anybody in the chat really believed me, will you please indicate such? Only people who would believe that are people who don't follow football, which a lot, not everybody follows football. Now, I am here to tell you that what I said there is 100% true. So I don't know what the fuck he's talking about. Thank you to the Mario Flores Lakeshore team of Van Dyke Mortgage. If you're in the market for a home, get the mortgage first. Call Mario at 231-332-6505. That's 231-332-6505. From anywhere in the U.S., he can make your dreams come true and get you into a mortgage. Buy now, refinance later. Buy now, refinance later. So in West Michigan, Allegan County, the Allegan County prosecutor's office was pissed off because they were worried about Daniel Albert Lowe, who was convicted of having sex with the child. And the Allegan County prosecutor said, look, Judge, while we await the next step in the judicial process after the conviction, we're encouraging you to not allow any, have him in police custody until sentencing. And because we think he's a flight risk. And this dipshit judge said, nope, he is free to go. And then when it's time to start the sentence, he comes back. I am ordering we put a tether on him, and that'll do it. And the prosecutor said, no, that's not going to do it. He's going to be a flight risk. I'm telling you, he ain't coming back. And the judge said, fuck you. This is my courtroom. You won't tell me. And said, he's free to go. Come back in when it's time to start your prison sentence or your jail sentence or whatever the fuck. We're putting a tether on you. So here you go. This child molester, they're looking for him. He cut the tether. Look at this guy. Now, that there's a lot appearance-wise of this guy to give you the idea that this is a hard living line, on the wrong side of the hard living line person, okay? Whether it's the hair, the dead eyes, body type, there's a lot going there that tips us off that this person has been living on the wrong side of a hard living line. And I'm pretty sure that that is the case. Nothing has been easy. Kenny writes, he needs to eat about 100 punches to the face. The Punisher is strapping on his gear. Michigan State Police are actively looking for this sex offender who failed to show up for a bond hearing yesterday, according to Allegan County Prosecutor Myrene Koch. Daniel Albert Lowell, or Low, I don't know, L-O-E-W, Low, was scheduled to appear, but the convicted sex offender cut off his tether, did not appear. Quote, Koch, the prosecutor, said, this defendant should not have been on bond. Koch said to Susan Samples from Target 8 Monday, our office argued multiple times at multiple hearings that this defendant was a flight risk and a danger to the community. Judge William Belargian nonetheless allowed the defendant to remain on bond. Target 8 contacted the judge's office for comment, but heard nothing back. You see, I love that. I think it's weird, though, that the judge offered bail and the judge's name is Belargian. Like, his first four letters of his name is B-A-I-L. Belargian. 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 I also find it interesting when a judge does something like this and then a representative of the public, in this case, Susan Samples of News 8, reaches out and hears nothing from this piece of shit. Ryan says, Susan Samples, this guy is fucked. He's going to be found. Dan says, I saw him at the U of M game. He is a big fan. I'm not sure what you're talking about. Are you trying to start a fight there with Joe Martinez? The prosecutor says, on September 11th, we filed a motion to revoke his bond and was scheduled for a hearing on the 13th. So that was what? The 11th was late last week. Judge William Belergian adjourned the hearing on September 13th, ex parte, after, I don't know what that means, it's Latin, after receiving a motion filed by the defense attorney. The prosecutor's office filed an objection immediately. When Lowe failed to appear for Monday's hearing, coach said Belargian issued a bench warrant for Lowe's arrest with a $1 million cash surety bond. Michigan State Police are actively searching for Daniel Lowe and any possible accomplices, wrote coach Monday afternoon. They will all be brought to justice. Lowe's conviction in 2019 and the back and forth appeals that followed served as a backdrop for heated words leading up to an August prosecutorial primary election in which voters ousted veteran prosecutor coach in favor of Michael Villar. An Allegan County jury found Lowe guilty in August of 2019 on two counts of first-degree criminal sexual conduct, a count of second-degree CSC, and two counts of a third degree. Coach said that Lowe, convicted as a habitual offender, sexually assaulted a girl repeatedly, beginning when she was 13.
Ugh.
And he was 21. There's a lot more details about this concerning who the about the prosecutor. The judge granted Lowe a new trial after it was discovered that Circuit Court Judge Margaret Zuzich Baker, while presiding over Lowe's trial, sent three brief private emails to the prosecutor coach questioning the quality of the investigation by Michigan State Police. That's a problem. So in January of 22, the Michigan Court of Appeals reversed Belargian's order for a new trial, prompting Lowe's attorney to appeal to the Michigan Supreme Court. That put all of this in motion. Now this sick son of a bitch is out wandering the streets. How stupid is this? All right, so Diddy and Lowe. If you had to choose who's going to be the asshole today, I think you got to go with Lowe, because Diddy is only accused of trafficking women. But he did beat that chick's ass in the hotel room. Why did this judge allow this guy 1 minute out from behind bars? That's the $1 million question. That's the $1 million question. And we'll never hear anything, because judges think that they can do and say whatever the fuck they want without any ramifications. To be a judge, you have to be not only fair, but a massive egomaniac and, willing to put aside common sense in order to make yourself feel like you are a goddamn king. That's always been my impression of judges. That's why when you go into the courtroom, you know how, like, when court starts and the bailiff goes, "All rise," and everybody has to get up on their fucking feet, and then the judge comes in and says, "You may sit." If it's a guy, he's got a hard on when he says, "Please be seated." If it's a woman, her nips are hard. Okay? They get off on that. That's what judges do. While they're in court doing their thing, yelling at people, they're having orgasms. That's a very common thing for judges. And they're fucking crazy, too. Yesterday's asshole of the day was J.D. Vance, who is visiting us in the great state of Michigan today. All right. Today's asshole of the day. What is this guy's first name? Daniel Lowe. That is your asshole of the day, without a doubt. Congrats, buddy. It's brought to you by our friends at TC Paintball. TCPaintballGR.com. A reminder that today, after the Patreon, more podcasting. Starting at 2 p.m., Christian Blatt, myself, will be doing Who Are These Broadcasters? It's available wherever you, I shouldn't say wherever. You go to the Who Are These Podcasts YouTube channel, and you can watch it there live. We have a great time. If you like me, Beyond the Solo Show, it's me with Christian and a number of people that think that we are left-leaning liberals, which I guess we're kind of, but they get like pissed off about it, which is just so annoying, but whatever. I don't give a shit. I am who I am. You don't like it? Get your own fucking podcast. That's become my go-to. No, I don't like that you're on a show spewing your shit. Well, why don't you do one? What's stopping you from doing your own? Go do your own goddamn podcast. You fucking idiot. Who cares? I can lean any way I want to. Am I giving you a hard time because you lean a certain way? No, I don't give a fuck. Look, let me tell you this. Once and for all. If Trump wins, I don't give a shit. If Biden, if Harris wins, I don't give a fuck. I am putting a vote down. You get yours, I get mine. Fuck off. One's gonna win. It's the way it goes. There can only be one. Get over yourself. Stupid shit. Thank you so much. Look at those dogs, sound asleep. Bruce is actually on his back. Thank you so much, everybody. As always, you're a great audience. Appreciate you. Talk to you next time. Bye-bye.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.